Hello, beauties. Hope you're having a wonderful week. This episode, I wanted to share with you some thoughts on surrender. This is a theme in my life personally since a couple of months and also with my clients. So, here's what I believe and know about surrender. So, sometimes we think of surrender as giving up, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean give up everything, give up all action. It means to give up the struggle. It means to give up the fight. So you're really giving up is the trauma response, right? The fight, flight, the freeze or the fawn. So it's not necessarily that you have to give up. So for example, you have problem in your life, right? You have maybe financial problems, or you've lost your job, or some kind of sickness, or your husband left you, or your boyfriend, or something, something traumatic and something that is really, really painful. And so you have this situation that feels really, really painful, and it's like kind of like sitting on your heart. And so the usual thing that we want to do about pain, we want to stop it. We want to fight it. We want to change it. We want to run away from it, right? So it's all of those responses, those like knee-jerk responses to a painful situation. So that would be, trying to fix it. Or if it's, a relationship, maybe your boyfriend left you, or yeah, let's say that your boyfriend left you and you're like going insane, you're in so much pain and you just want him back, and so you're just like blowing up his phone and spending all night obsessing and all of the things, right? Those would be things to surrender, because those are like those impulsive trauma responses, right? Fighting. And also, so it's like one of the ways that we kind of want to confront a situation is by this active fighting mode. But the other one is, it's like the hot reaction. But the cold reaction is withdrawal, right? Going like literally freezing, or running away, or avoiding the situation. So you want to surrender both, right? So it's like you can be leaning forward too much, or you can be leaning back too much, and both aren't good, both aren't healthy, and you need to surrender both of these. And that would mean staying in your center, staying in this like zero point, and being centered in your heart or in your soul, and like throwing away or surrendering the ego responses, right? Because that the ego wants to fix it, solve it, make it go away. So it's like this leaning forward or leaning back. Those are the strategies of the ego to help manage the pain. And your surrender looks like, really, because sometimes people think that, oh, if I just avoid the situation, if I run away, or if I just lean all the way back and freeze, that surrender. But it's not. It's an avoidance tactic to not feel the pain. And so true surrender is remaining in your center in the face of the pain, not reacting to the pain, allowing the situation to be as it is, painful as it is, accepting that this is what it is. And it's hella painful. Yes, we can acknowledge that it's so painful. And you're not going to give in. You're not going to submit to it. You're not going to surrender to the pain. You're going to surrender to something higher. You're going to surrender to God, or to your higher self, to your inner knowing, to love, to peace, right? Because in this situation, you have an option. Will I surrender? Because we always surrender to something, right? So will you surrender to this situation, to feeling like a victim, or to feeling like a hard-ass warrior that is going to fight this thing? Are you surrendering to peace? Are you surrendering to God, to life, and trusting that even though this terrible, painful thing is happening, you are okay? You are going to be okay. That's true surrender. So this is the kind of surrender, this is the kind of like posture that I teach my clients to take, especially my clients who are in unhealthy or toxic relationships, right? Because what we often try to do, you know, when you are in that situation where you're in a really painful relationship, when you're deeply, deeply attracted to someone and they are not reciprocating, or they have ghosted you or rejected you, and it's painful, right? It's really painful, really, really, really painful. And so usually what happens is that women go either of these two ways. They will either fight and, you know, try to make it happen somehow, or they will fight the situation, they will fight him, they will fight themselves, they will like blame and shame and be angry with themselves, angry with him, and like try to fix the situation through force and just be really forceful about it all, like really hot tempered and angry and like, oh, this is, I can't stand it, oh, right? Or they will completely disengage. They will freeze, they will avoid him, avoid anything to do with him. They will like try to distract themselves. They will use food or Netflix or working as a distraction to not face the pain, to run away from the pain, right? And it's the both strategies to negate the pain, to avoid the pain, to not feel the pain. And the only solution, the only way through is by going into it, right? And I don't mean wallowing in the pain, acknowledging that, okay, this is what it is, this is the situation, and I am choosing to surrender to God, to love, to peace. I am choosing to trust that I am okay, that I am going to be okay. So it's acknowledging the situation, acknowledging that, ouch, it's so painful. He left me, he cheated on me, or he ghosted me, he rejected me. And it's super painful. And I'm going to be okay. I am going to be okay. And constantly bringing yourself back to this space of equanimity and peace. Because only from this space you can be actually productive, right? If you are in like fight, flight response, you're not in control of your actions, you're not in control of your behavior, of your thoughts, of your emotions. You're not rational, you're reactionary, right? And that's it's just never going to produce healthy results, right? And so when you are in that situation where you're deeply, deeply triggered continuously by a situation or by a person or by a circumstance, what you need to do is train yourself and discipline yourself into a state of peace, into a state of surrender. Surrender to God, right? To God, to love, to life, trusting that life has got your back. God has got you. God's taking care of you, and you will be okay. And you don't have to fight this battle on your own. You don't have to fight this circumstance on your own. You don't have to even run away from it. You can just let it be, because you're not alone in this. You're not alone in this. And you can trust that God is fighting this battle for you. He's taking care of the situation for you. You just have to surrender. You just have to let go of the sword and of the of your warrior costume. Just let go of it. Let go of fighting and let go of trying to change or control the situation. Just trust and surrender. It's like, you know, if imagine you, or maybe you do have a big brother, right? And there's this boy who broke your heart. You can trust your brother to go and beat him up, or to go the situation up, or you know, go and tell him a few words about not breaking your sister's heart, right? It's like you surrender the situation to someone who knows more than you, who's stronger than you, who really deeply cares about you, right? So this is what surrender is. You're surrendering your own efforts, your own power, your own force, your own actions and doings, and give it to someone who loves you, who wants to see you happy, and who cares about you. And when you do that, you will see the situation transform before your eyes. When you don't react, when you don't participate in the drama. So it's like this situation is kind of like poking at you and poking at you and poking at you and like tormenting you, right? It's tormenting you and it wants your reaction. You can see it as kind of like bully, right? And the best way to deal with a bully is to just not give it what it wants, not give it response. Do not grace the bully with a response, because the more you respond, the more it will antagonize you, right? So the only way is to just remain unbothered, remain peaceful, remain just unfuckwithable, to use the common expression. Right? When you don't respond, when you don't get affected, then the bully will just get tired and will move on to someone else, right? So this is what how you should deal with situations, circumstances in your life that are emotionally tormenting you, that are affecting you, that you're allowing to affect your heart, affect your mood, affect your well-being. Just don't give in. Don't give in. Choose peace. Choose peace instead. Choose God. Choose surrender. Choose love. And you always have this choice. And the sooner and the more frequently you make that choice, the sooner your situation will transform. Because no bully wants to bully someone who's just like, yeah, whatever, right? They will move on to someone who is responding, who is giving them that satisfaction. Just see it as a bully and don't give in. So it's your role, it's your job, your practice to remain peaceful, to remain unbothered, to not respond. And it's a discipline, right? Because it's very easy. It's very, very, very easy to be emotionally reactive to, it's like when the thought of your ex comes in and you get affected and you're crying and you're wishing he was here and blah 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 blah. Or your financial situation is really bad and every time you think of money you get affected and you get worried and anxious. Or many women are dealing with chronic pain, and so anytime a pain comes on, or a chronic headache or some kind of pain from yeah, any part of your body, and anytime it comes on, you're reactive, you're get frustrated, you get angry, you wanna get rid of it, you wanna fight it, you're like you struggle against it and you get worried and anxious and you just wanna I just wanna run away, you just wanna escape your body, right? There's like the more you react, the more the it will persist. Because what you resist persists. When you surrender, when you let go, there is nothing to be reactive to. Like there's the pain will cease. Like if you're not reacting to it, if you just surrender in the face of it, it will go away. It will melt away. Same with broken heart because your ex left you or your relationship didn't work out or someone cheated on you. If you don't respond, if you stop responding emotionally, soon the pain will go away, right? It will just like keep poking you and keep poking you. But if there's nothing to poke, if you're just like water or air, there's nothing to poke, right? Because you're surrendered. So the pain will come and it will flow away. It will come and it will flow away. You'll just feel it, let it go. Feel it, let it go. Feel it, let it go. And you just let it pass through you. But if you are putting up resistance, if you are putting up a wall and you're saying, no, this is, I don't want to feel this. This is horrible. I hate this. I don't want this to be like, I don't want my life to be like this. This is not how it's supposed to be. Blah, 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 blah. You're fighting against it with all your might. Like the more you fight against it, the stronger it becomes, right? Because you're giving it power. And when you surrender, people think that this is weakness, that when you surrender, you're weak. But actually, there's strength in surrender. Because anyone can fight back. Like, this is the easiest thing. It's the easy thing. And surrender is the harder thing, right? So, the harder thing, not many people do because it's hard, right? And so, of course, it's the stronger thing to surrender, right? It's the opposite. Like, we think that surrender is weakness, that you're just giving up. But when you do it consciously, it's actually strength. So, here's everything. All my thoughts regarding surrender. I think I've covered it all. If I haven't, it will probably come out in some other episode. So stick around and Yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this, share it with someone who this might support. You know, if you've had some aha moments, if this has changed your situation or helped you or supported you, please share it with someone who you care about and you love. Leave a 5-star rating if you could, and share this podcast with someone you love. And if you wanna hang out with me on Facebook, I have a Facebook group, Feminine Energy Mastery. That's my whole brand. So if you wanna be closer and connect there, I'm hanging out in that group very often. And if you wanna check out my work, I have online courses that are really, really good. You can work with me one-on-one. So if that is calling you, there's gonna be links in the show notes. So just follow your intuition, follow your heart, and yeah, check it out. There's so much available there for you. So feel free to explore. I loving you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.